Coming up here on KNKX is a story from our show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing.
Today's theme is the old me. And this next story is about what happens when you confront the old you head on. It's not easy to come face to face with your past. Nostalgia can be pretty painful. And this is definitely the case for Dick Rossetti. He was the afternoon DJ for Seattle's big alternative rock radio station, 107.7 The End, in the late 90s and the early 2000s. He lucked into the job, which is normally a super competitive gig that people who are funny on the air take very seriously off mic. This was not Dick Rossetti. This wasn't something he dreamed about doing. He was a rock and roll guy. He was in a band. But he gave it a shot, and he absolutely loved it. He loved being on live radio. And this was at the height of alt-rock music. Dick interviewed bands like The Strokes and Pearl Jam, and Dick would take calls and talk to listeners on the air.
You want to be a DJ? Give me your best DJ voice.
My best DJ voice?
Let's hear you be a DJ.
Me?
You can't be shy. You got to let people know that, hey, I'm here, and I want to be a DJ.
Well, I'm here, and I want to be a DJ.
Yeah, work on that a little bit. Look up DJ school in the phone book.
Dick also came up with some pretty funny local comedy bits. And for one joke, he asked a listener to come into the studio, this woman with an accent. I'll let Dick explain.
She had this amazing, like, Colombian Spanish voice. And she used to say, I've been trying to get a hold of you, Mr. Dickie, for a long time. So I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, who are you? She's like, my name is Monica. And I'm like, okay. You and we didn't do traffic. We didn't have traffic reports. I go, you have to come in and record these traffic reports for me. So I had her come in and do these generic, I-5 is slow.
When someone lets you in, give them a wave so they know you are not a dong.
Not a dong. And then she was like my traffic girl with these 12 pre-canned things I would play every day.
Mr. Dicky Traffic. 167 South is always saggy on a Monday through Friday. Take a book to read and instant message people. It will kill some time so you don't anger as easy as when you arrive at your destination.
Dick was having a lot of fun, but he butted heads a lot with his corporate bosses, and he left 107.7 The End in 2006, but he kept recordings of nearly every hour he was on the air, hundreds of cassette tapes.
Actually, I did it to get better, because I would listen to every show, and I wanted to get better, and so I'd just take them and I'd keep them, and there was a lot of them, too, that I would drive home, and I'm like, this is the worst crap I have ever heard in my life. It's like, how can I do this? I am awful. And I would just throw them out the window. There's a lot of tapes, too, that are somewhere on the I-5 corridor.
Today, Dick and those hours of old recordings are the subject of a documentary by Tacoma filmmaker Isaac Olson. Isaac has been friends with Dick for over a decade, and he couldn't get enough of what was on these cassette tapes.
A format like this, where he would hit a button and just put a caller on the air, and he didn't know who he was, what he wanted, what he was going to say. You know, a format like that gives you a lot of opportunity to be creative. You know, that's why what he does could never be classified as a shock jock. There's nothing happening now like it. I don't know if you've listened to The End lately, but it's not that the DJs are bad. It's just not a DJ-driven format.
So you're saying that on these tapes, you heard radio, you heard a style, you heard stories that you weren't hearing anywhere else.
Yeah, I heard a world that doesn't exist anymore.
Not to sound like the old salt, but it won't again, though. Corporate radio now, you can't do anything anymore, you know?
So the two of them made a movie about Dick's glory days in commercial radio, and it was pretty weird for Dick to hear the old recordings again.
But I listened to this thing and I told him, I don't know if I should get so depressed that I should off myself right now because the best years are in the rearview mirror, or celebrate it because this was amazing stuff. It was super funny and it was a great time.
What was it like for you to revisit the old you?
It was depressing. It was horrible. It was pretty bad.
Why?
I went into therapy actually last summer because it was like, you're like thinking, man, is this it? Is this where your life, this is it? It tops out here, you know? It must be like what old newspapermen feel like, you know what I mean? It's just like, well, you know, I did that for a lot of years, and gosh, they're not really doing it anymore too much. Or
Well, I guess, yeah, I used to be a DJ. Gosh, we used to play some great records. And, you know, that guy. It's like, here he is. There's that guy. You know, he's still got his band that he can get 10 to 12 of his friends to come out to see. But, you know, he had a good run on radio back then. Sure he did.
What about that made you go into therapy?
Because a lot of the people that I did this stuff with are successful now. People that have, like, done things.
I've gone on and done things.
And you feel as though you haven't.
Well, I don't know if I should or I shouldn't. Because I'm not unhappy, though, you know what I mean? I'm not unhappy. I've got a great life, and I have 5 cats and my wife, and I play music, and it's great. But it's just like, I miss it, and, you know. And the thing that stinks is we were good at our jobs. We were great at our jobs.
But doesn't this experience of getting up close again with that time of your life and you obviously loved what you did despite the obstacles of commercial radio that you had to overcome. Doesn't it make you want to figure out a way to do it today? Because we have podcasts have internet radio.
Yeah, and I have been doing that. I have a show on an internet station, and when we checked, there were 15 people listening. So it's quite a ratings juggernaut. Isaac and I had a podcast.
What was it called?
Same as the radio show, Underwhelmed. Underwhelmed, yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Feel free to chop that out.
Well,
carte blanche.
Even though we live in this bold new world of everything being available right now and all the time, it was special back then in that there was a big machine behind it. And he's great doing a podcast, but he was best at that, and it is too bad that is not around.
Yeah,
and you know what it is, and you're going to bleep this out, but you know what I miss the of the world. I miss them. Those were my people, and I miss them.
And you had
like
a direct
the Cro-Mags.
You had a direct line to them.
I did. I had a direct line to them, and I miss them.
Put me on the radio.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
This is the DJ.
It's okay to be up there by yourself, but it's more fun to knock stuff around with other people.
They were kind of your partners,
yeah,
right?
They were like, that's what I thought of them, as my co-hosts.
If you'd like to spend more time with Dick and his past, the film premieres on June 18th at the Grand Cinema in Tacoma.